Somebody who engraves makes an impression inside a pipe in order that the pebbles will gather in those impressions. That there's a pipe that the water rushes through that pipe. And that pipe, even if it was hollowed out before you attached it to the house or to the ground, would not be considered a kli, and the water that goes through there would not be considered mayim she'uvin, drawn water. The reason being is since the pipe is not made to actually contain that water, the water rushes through it, so it's not considered a kli. But if you make an impression, some kind of engraving, inside the pipe so that any pebbles that rush through with the water would gather in those impressions and not go out on the other side with the water. So then it would be considered a kli, as it is made to contain something, it's made to contain those pebbles. So if those impressions were made before it's attached to the house or the ground, then it would be a kli, and the water that goes through there would be considered mayim shuvim. B'shal eitz kol shuvim, u'b'shal cheres revius. What is the size of the impression in order to make the pipe into a kli? If the pipe is made out of wood, even the smallest impression would make it into a kli. But if the pipe is made out of earthenware, you would have to make an impression that can contain a revius. Rabbi Yossi Omer, u'b'shal cheres kol shuvim. Rabbi Yossi argues, he says, even if the pipe is made out of earthenware, you only need a very small impression for it to be considered a kli. Lo amru revius, ela b'shivrei kli cheres. That which the Chachamim said, the size of revius in regards to kli cheres, they were talking about a kli cheres that had broken, that if any of the broken pieces still contained a revius, then it would still be considered a kli. But as far as an impression in a earthenware pipe, that impression could be a kol shu, and that would make it into a kli. If there were pebbles that went into the impression but didn't snugly fit the impression, it was knocking around inside the impression, then the pipe is still considered a kli, and the water that runs through there is considered mayim shuvim, and if it goes into a mikveh, it would puzzle the mikveh. And since the pebble did not tightly fit into the impressions, those impressions still make the pipe into a kli. Yar l'tocho offer v'nichbash kasher. But if dirt went into the impression, the dirt was padded down, then the pipe is no longer considered a kli, as the impressions are totally filled up with dirt, and it was only considered a kli because of the impressions. And now that the impressions are tightly filled with dirt, and the dirt was packed down, it's no longer considered a kli, so the water that runs through there is not considered mayim shuvim, so if that water were going to the mikveh, the mikveh would be kosher. Silon shehutzar mikanu mikan, baracha mina emso. In a pesel, mivnei shelo nasa likabol. A pipe that is narrow on both ends and wide in the middle. This pipe is not considered a kli, even though it's wide in the middle, and the water that runs through there would not be considered mayim shuvim, and if it goes into a mikveh, it would not possibly the mikveh. And the Mishnah explains the reason why it's not considered a kli is because it was not made to contain anything, even though it's wide in the middle, but that's just the way the pipe is made. It's not made to contain anything in the wide part in the middle, so therefore, since it's not made to contain anything, it's not considered a kli, and water that runs through there would not be considered mayim shuvim. Some of the by a dollar Mishnah, a dollar mayim shuvim, who make shaman, shenidar, v'chater, uva'uka, v'amalos hamara. If drawn water got mixed in together with rainwater in a courtyard or in a hole in the ground or on the steps of a cave, and from there the water flowed along the ground into the mikveh. This is called hamshachah, when the water flows along the ground into the mikveh. And it's in it that even though normally, before the mikveh containing 40 saw, if three lugan of mayim shuvim would be poured into the mikveh would be pasul. That's only if the mayim shuvim was poured into the mikveh without flowing along the ground before it entered the mikveh. But if the mayim shuvim flowed along the ground before it entered the mikveh, which is called hamshacha, in such a case you can have up to 20 saw of mayim shuvim in the mikveh, and the mikveh would still be kosher. As long as rove of the water in the mikveh is megishamim, is rainwater, meaning to say that 20 saw plus a little bit of the water is rainwater, then you can have 19 and 9/10 of the saw from drawn water, and the mikveh will still be kosher. As long as the rove of the mikveh is megashamim, the mikveh is kosher. As long as the mayim shuvim was nimshach into the mikveh, flowed along the ground into the mikveh, in such a case, a lot more than three lugan of mayim shuvim could fall into the mikveh, up to 20 saw of mayim shuvim could fall into the mikveh, and the mikveh would still be kosher, since most of the water in the mikveh is megashamim. So the Mishnah tells us, rove menach kosher, kosher. Then rove menach pasul, pasul. Mechza lemechza, pasul. If most of the water that was mixed together and flowed into the mikveh is kosher water, is rainwater, then the mikveh is kosher. And even though there could be up to 20 saw of drawn water that flowed into the mikveh, since it was done b'derech hamshacha, by flowing along the ground, the mikveh is kosher. But if most of the water that flowed into the mikveh If from the possible water for my Shuvim, then the mikvah is possible. And so too, if it's half and half, half my Shuvim and half rainwater, the mikvah is possible, as in order for the mikvah to be kosher, most of the water has to be kosher water, it has to be rainwater. When do we set that up to 50% of the water in the mikvah could be Mayim Shuvim? That's only if they got mixed together before they reached the mikvah. Meaning to say, the rainwater and the Mayim Shuvim got mixed together and then flowed along the ground, Derech Hamshacha, into the mikvah. That's when we say that up to 50% of the water could be Mayim Shuvim. Hayu Mekalchim B'toch HaMayim. But if the Mayim Shuvim was poured directly into the Mayim, into the mikvah, Im Yadua Shenafa L'tocho Abam Sa, Mayim Kshir, Aich Lo Yar L'tocho, Shlosha Lugin Mayim Shuvim Kasher, Ve'im Lav Pasal. In such a case, if we know for a fact that there was 40 sa of kosher water, or rainwater, in the mikvah, before 3 lugin of Mayim Shuvim was poured into the mikvah, then the mikvah is kosher. Because once the mikvah has the requisite amount of water that is needed, the 40 sa that is needed, then you can pour in as much Mayim Shuvim as you want. But if we don't know that for a fact, we don't know for a fact that the mikvah contained 40 sa of rainwater before the 3 lugin of Mayim Shuvim fell into the mikvah, in such a case, the mikvah is possible, as since the Mayim Shuvim was poured directly into the mikvah, the din is that 3 lugin of Mayim Shuvim possible.